Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and finally today, we've got the delightful surprise of the week, a completely new take on the green in Green Monster.
So we're parallel with the third baseline about. It's definitely quite a view.
Yes.
All right, let's get down onto the farm. We have had foul balls. We've had a few. They somehow ricochet up and over and in, and it's been a treat, actually. One time we got there and somebody's like, there's a ball in the kale, and we had to go kind of fishing around for it. So I'm Jessie Banhazel. I'm the CEO and founder of Green City Growers. We actually specialize in taking unused spaces and converting them into urban farms.
We are actually on a little farm, but it's kind of an amazing place, right?
Yeah, we're actually at Fenway Park.
We're on like a part of the roof of Fenway Park, and there's a farm here.
Yeah, yeah. It just went in this April in advance of opening day. People are really excited. It's very striking. You kind of turn a corner, and then all of a sudden there's a farm tucked in the corner of Fenway Park.
Should we walk a little? Show me what you're growing?
Yeah. It's August right now, and we've actually grown about 3,300 pounds of produce already.
Wow, look at these great bell peppers.
Yeah, so we're growing a lot of different pepper varieties. We've got cucumbers, sweet potatoes. We just harvested a bunch of red bliss potatoes, cherry tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes, eggplants. We've got Swiss chard growing.
Oh, look at this red
hot
pepper
peppers.
Here.
Yeah, we've got some. These are Italian. They're Italia peppers.
They're beautiful.
They're sweet red peppers.
The farm is like booming. Every plant I see has got.
It is booming. Yeah, we've had a really prolific year, which is great because honestly, for the first year, sometimes you don't know how a site's going to react.
Yeah, it's really unbelievable. I think it's exceeded all of our expectations. Yeah, I'm Chris Knight. I'm the manager of facility services and planning for the Red Sox. Believe it or not, we do have a lot of demand from fans for very healthy and fresh options. We originally started with the understanding that we would just use it in the EMC Club restaurant and pretty quickly realized that we had more produce than we could use in that particular restaurant. So moved into using it in the State Street Pavilion restaurant as well. In the last couple of weeks, opened a couple general concession stands that are offering kale salads and wraps using produce from the farm. So
great.
We actually are able to provide the EMC Club restaurant with 15 to 20% of their produce needs during this on season, which is huge. And so it's all coming from just this 5,000 square foot area. Hey,
Meghna Chakrabarty, nice to meet you.
I'm Brendan Shea from Recover Green Roofs.
And so you and your company are the ones who actually installed and built the farm here.
Yeah, so we're a design build firm that specializes in green space on buildings that were otherwise lifeless before.
Right. And then the plants are actually growing. Are those milk crates?
Or yeah.
Like crates of some kind, plastic crates?
It's a very simple system that we came up with a couple years ago. It's less common that we're doing this, but I think for certain roof applications, it's a really good fit, as well as something that people can do in their backyard or on their porch, people with really limited space.
So that's been great.
Just over there. I guess those are tourists.
Yeah.
Taking pictures of the garden.
Yeah. So the tourists come through. Yeah. So it's very public space. We're actually farmed during the games. And so people can come and talk to us. A lot of people are wondering why it looks so good and why their garden, it doesn't look so good, in which I typically respond, it's the magic of Fenway Park. People love that.
Well, it's good to know that something is successful here, even if the Sox have not been this season.
Oh, we've heard that too. So yeah, there are tours that run every hour. And so on average, we have about 10,000 people walking by the farm and stopping here as a part of the tour.
And seeing something that they may not have ever seen otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. Right? Yeah. And what's great, too, is we have a lot of people who are season ticket holders also who are coming back kind of periodically throughout the season. We're able to kind of watch the site change. It's really dynamic. So it's become this interactive and kind of active space that is being used regularly, not only by the, you know, kind of park itself, but also people who are here attending games.
You know, the more I stand here amongst the kale and the tomatoes and the peppers, that it makes so much sense, because one of Fenway's great strengths is that it's an urban park, right? Like, you know, it's not hard to get here. It's part of this fabric of the city. So by having the farm here, there's a really great demonstration of, you know, multiple uses of urban structures, which include food and greenery.
Yeah, I think it's educating the general public. It's educating even architects and developers as to what the boundaries of, you know, construction can be, and what we're just starting to look at how we can design cities and buildings to be more human friendly, and not just concrete, cold places to be, which we do have our fair share of here in Boston.
We're seeing what the impact of this site is. You know, really, we're looking at possibly up to 500,000 people interacting with this farm over the course of each season. So that's annually. And that is a bigger impact than really any other urban farming project in the greater Boston area. You know, and I think one of the huge things that is important about urban agriculture is exposure and getting people to understand how food grows and feel good and feel motivated to be kind of growing their own and potentially sourcing food locally. So that's the part that feels really incredible to us.
Were either of you baseball fans before this?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm from Wayland, Massachusetts. My New York father is going to hate that I just said that on the radio, but it's true.
So this is kind of a cool place to be working right now.
Oh, it's the coolest place to be working. It's an absolute dream to be here. You want to sample the goods?
Yeah! So what do you give me, a little cherry
tomato? Yep. We get a lot of these.
Whoa.
We can't.
Juicy.
Yeah. Here, I'll have one too.
Wow. Cherry tomato.
You want cherry tomato, Chris?
Growing on the roof of Fenway Park. Still like my Fenway Franks, but these are really excellent too. Mm-hmm.
That's a common joke. Where are you growing the Fenway Franks?
The hot dog trees are on the other side of the roof.
Oh, yeah. You just can't see them. They're over in the corner.
Yum. Delicious. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem.
That's Jesse Banhazel of Green City Growers, Braden Shea of Recover Green Roofs, and Red Sox facilities manager Chris Knight. They spoke to us at Fenway Farms, a 5,000-square-foot garden on the rooftop of Fenway Park. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, and Allison Bruzek. Tim Skog is our technical director, and we had help this week as well from Doug Wilson. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a terrific weekend, and join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.